Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.846 on Wisconsin's Morning News. EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh continues today. The week-long celebration of aviation kicking off Monday. That was a scorcher. I think it was an F-35 up. I was off in the distance trying to, like anytime you hear that, which one is that? Whoa. So a lot of that sound going for the daily air shows, including everything from aerobatics to fighter jets. Things kicked off, sadly, Eric, with a small plane going down. We reported on this in the news early in day one, right near the airport.
Do know that an airplane went down there. The Milwaukee Flight Standards District Office has informed us there were two fatalities because of that incident. We're still learning more information right now. And
so went to find EAA's Dick Nepinski right away after I got on site. So I was up there with my son. We'd gone up to do a bunch of reporting there. And so as we're driving in, just north of Fond du Lac, and, you know, I lived in Oshkosh for a year, worked in Green Bay for a number of years, covering EAA here as well, of course. And so I know the area, and we're just north of Fond du Lac, and I saw the black smoke.
Yeah.
I looked over at my son, and I just said, I don't like where that smoke is. It's got to be near the airfield. And sure enough, my fears were confirmed as we arrived. I'm like, that's just south of the airfield. And it turned out, in fact, yes, you had a small plane that crashed, two people dead, as you heard Nepinski say there. FAA, NTSB are on site through this thing, so they're going to investigate and find out what happened. I mean, the reality is these things happen at EAA. How many people did you see, and if you saw any social media on it, reacting in the same way, like, yep.
Yeah, it happens. Right.
But it happens because you have, I mean, look at the number, 10,000 aircraft are flying into East Central Wisconsin for this week. So it's sad, but the show goes on. These pilots, whether they're hobbyists or whether they're professionals, they understand that accidents happen in the air. Mm-hmm. And obviously you have the increased visibility because of EAA, but these things happen and the show goes on. So talked to a lot of folks out there. The convention, more than 600,000 entries expected for the week. So that would be 600,000 visitors at the gates. So you don't have an additional 500,000 plus people here, but because many people go for the week. Nonetheless, it's a huge deal. A lot of folks are there just to see airplanes. There's also a lot of folks who are super into the industry, whether they be hobbyists, whether they be people that are connected to manufacturers or whatever. So some of the stuff that's talked about there is really wonky. I was in this news conference with the CEO of EAA, and he's getting into like fuel additives, and there's this lobbying effort. We've been trying to get lead out of the jet fuel, and that's a big thing. And he's getting, I'm looking over at my son. I'm like, I'm sorry, man. Like at some point, it's going to get interesting for us. You have aviation reporters who report specifically for that. So like, think of whatever you're super into. If it's a sport, if you're super into tennis, what's interesting to you being super into tennis is not interested to most sports fans. So they get really into the weeds on some of the stuff.
It's not only entertainment. There's a lot of technical stuff that goes on here during the week.
I just want to see planes fly really fast. I can see that, right?
Airplanes fly really fast here. I tell you, we're going to have, they beat up the air and make a lot of noise. And so everything from the F-22, F-35, A-10s, the Canadian F-18 will be here. So we'll have all of that if you like the big, fast whiz-bang stuff.
And then again, Dick Nepinski, he is the communications director for EAA, has been there since the Wright brothers' third flight.
I think not right there. From
no, Dick's been there a long time and is super accessible and a really great guy to talk to. A lot of chances to get up close to and in some cases inside aircraft that are on display.
And there's like controls not only in front but also behind and on the ceiling.
So it looks like that would probably be a pretty tough job.
Yeah.
Talking with his family, the little ones got up in the cockpit of one of these huge cargo planes. The C-17 Globemaster III is parked right out there in the tarmac, and you can go up in it. So you come in the back. These are the things that they carry heavy vehicles in.
They it's massive.
Can do cargo drops and stuff, like, you know, with the parachutes where they airdrop stuff. Yeah. So it's bigger than your house. You can go inside it, and then they have the pilots and the crew standing out there to answer all of your questions. They're super friendly. They're so excited to tell you about what they do. A lot of folks from our Wisconsin Air National Guard out on scene. He hit an F-35, one of the newer ones based out of Madison, parked there that you can get up pretty close to. One of the huge KC-135 straddle tankers for the refueling unit here, 128th in Milwaukee. So a lot of folks to talk to, answer your questions, tons to see. I got a whole bunch of stories to tell about EAA. We'll do that through the week here on Wisconsin's Morning News. AirVenture runs through Sunday. Gates open at 7 a.m. daily.